Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
Sorry to interrupt you, Dibs, but Kyle Shanahan, speaking on his conference call right now, we'll have the sound for you coming up in a little bit, has said that Deebo Samuel, he has suffered a calf strain and he will miss a couple of weeks.
Oh, crap.
Did you say Juan Samuel? Or Deebo Samuel?
Deebo Samuel.
Oh, God. Because Juan Samuel used to play for the Phillies a long time ago. It'd be a lot cooler if he was out.
That's interesting because...
Deebo Samuel out for 2 weeks? Couple of weeks?
Kyle Shanahan stated after the football game yesterday that there were no injuries to report.
Yeah.
That was stated in his postgame yesterday. So something popped up, and that is not good.
And I'm just looking at the play-by-play, and Deebo Samuel... ran the ball on the last play that they would run from scrimmage. He lost 9 yards on that running play. It was 3rd and 1 at the Minnesota 4, the first play under 2 minutes, and he lost 9. And we can get into that play call if you want at some point where, you know, he lost 9 yards on 3rd and 1 and he ended up kicking the field goal, but
didn't like that play call
at all.
But like even less how many people are telling Deebo that he should have dropped the ball on purpose. For two reasons. Number one, you're asking for someone in an absolute blink of an eye to totally ignore his instincts, which is crazy. But number two, I'm not 100% sure that that was a forward pass. And if he drops the ball, there may well have been a fumble.
Well, it's listed here as a run.
Well, there you have it. So stop telling Deebo to drop the ball because Minnesota right. would have gotten the ball and the Niners wouldn't have gotten anything.
And I'm looking at the box score and Deebo is listed as 2 carries for minus 10, and that was minus 9. And I know he lost 1 yard on the other carry, so... Wow, Deebo Samuel is going to miss a couple of weeks?
This is troubling. This is really troubling, and no one's going to feel sorry for you this weekend because you're going up against a team that's got neither of their receivers. But if you want to talk about all of the, anyone who has had reservations, that's how I'll say it, reservations about the play of Brock Purdy, they are largely dependent on the two players he will not have. For the next couple of weeks. The thought is, well, you could just dip it to Christian and dump it to Deebo, and you get all of this, all of these yards out of that. Well, okay, here we go. Let's take a look. You can see Brock Purdy play a couple of games with no Deebo and no Christian. And this is a problem.
This is a big problem.
This is a big, big problem.
Well, you think about your biggest weapons so far this year. Jordan Mason's been fantastic. George Kittle has been really good. Brandon Ayuk is yet to really make a huge impact. Juwan Jennings has been solid, but now you're going to go without Christian McCaffrey and Deebo, and I'm looking at Ian Rappaport at Rapsheet on Twitter, and he says a calf strain and we'll miss a few weeks. So a couple or a few, if you're looking at a few... And we know about calf strain, and Dr. Nirav Pandya joins us tomorrow, cleared to play. We'll get his thoughts on the latest calf strain.
Jeez.
But, man, Mark, I mean, what do you do offensively when you've got no Deebo and no McCaffrey? You're going to have Jordan Mason, and you still don't have Ricky Pearsall because he's recovering from a gunshot wound.
No, I mean...
You're running out of skill guys here in a hurry.
I mean, you would hope that Brandon Ayuk is fully up to speed by week 3. And, you're going to have to start seeing some other people. Like, Jacob Cowing might have a role. He's a speed guy. Let's see what you can do. You know what I mean? You're going to have to... Juwan Jennings will continue to have to play a big role. Kittle, Jordan Mason's going to have to run the ball. It is less dynamic. You know what I mean? Bet the under. Don't ask for 30 points. It's probably not the style to play. But let's see it. The Rams are as wounded as anybody. So you don't really get to use that card this weekend, quite frankly. They're even more hurt than you.
Seriously, when you talk about, you know, Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, they're two big weapons, and you know they had guys yesterday catching the football, and then you know, like you look at the back of their jersey, it's like, who's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Washington, and there was a Jefferson. It was like a presidential receiving corps.
All right, 888-957-9570. Why do you think the 49ers lost yesterday? But we can also dive into the breaking news that Deebo Samuel has a calf strain and is going to miss at least a couple weeks. So right now, based on the way Kyle said that, I'd assume at least no Rams and no Patriots the next couple of weeks. And then you'll see after that, because obviously the calf strain is something similar to, along the lines to what Christian is dealing with. And so could it linger? Could it become a bigger problem? Sure it could. Let's go to Rich in Fremont. Hi, Rich. You're on with Willard and Dibs. What's up?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Unfortunately, the loss doesn't make it good. You know, I called in last week and I said that without CMC in the backfield, okay, you know, Kyle Shanahan's offense is not as dynamic, okay? And we saw that. Okay, don't get me wrong. I think Jordan Mason had a great game. But still, with him not back there, he just doesn't have Brock Purdy doesn't have enough weapons. And not only that, he doesn't have the ability to fool the defense. So they went with what they went with yesterday. And, I mean, the offense, in my opinion, didn't necessarily play awful, okay? They played a decent game, but the defense, in my opinion, didn't play well, and I would have thought that they would have been got a hold of Donald a little better than what they did. Don't get me wrong, they got a sack, and that's nice, but you want to see at least 2 to 4 sacks in a game. That's when you know the defense is humming. And the other thing is, you know, Sorensen, I don't know what he was thinking with that one defensive setup against not only the highest played receiver in the game, but the fastest receiver in the game. You did not cover that back end well enough, and that's the reason why Justin Jefferson beat you. So if you're going to run plays like that against that type of talent, dude, you're going to be looking up all night at L's through the rest of the season. Thanks, guys.
Rich, thank you. Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't like that as a defensive setup. I understand that the 49ers probably thought that they would send a couple extra bodies, and they would get to Sam Darnold, and they didn't. So once again, it's a risk that you take, and you're thinking at the 2-yard line you're going to get away with that. You got bit. You got. And my first thought goes to the Vikings offensive line. They did a great job on that play.
No doubt.
They did a great job on that play.
And the Niners did not have the right guys back in coverage, and you didn't expect that they would go 60 yards in the air up top, over the top, and beat you with a 97-yard pass. And that turned out to be a huge play that was the difference in the game. I was just reading more quotes from Kyle Shanahan. I know we'll have more of the sound coming up, but apparently Debo got hurt on the third to last play from scrimmage, which I'm looking was a pass to the right that he got for 2 yards on the play. So maybe by the time he got that last catch slash run and he lost 9 yards, he was already hampered. But you were at a spot, he was going to play out the game anyway, even though he had maybe a calf injury before that last play.
Well, Debo's such a warrior. Yep. He's going to stay in there. But, we can adjust the question a little bit, too. And let me start by asking you, because I think this is where people's minds are going to go. So you're going to get 2 weeks of 49er football with no Christian McCaffrey and no Debo Samuel. So flounder or flourish? You know who I'm talking about. This is what y'all wanted to see. This is what you've all been warning that we're going to see. So what do you think we're going to see? Brock Purdy flounder or flourish?
I think he's going to flourish. I think he will flourish, and it's going to have to be in a different way, and it's going to have to be a lot of George Kittle. And you saw some of the most productive plays yesterday, and I'm looking at the list of third down conversions, and they were 2 of 10 on third down, but he had 3 completions. Actually, I'm sorry, 4 completions to George Kittle on third down. 2 of them went for first downs. The other 2 set up fourth downs that one time they converted, one time they didn't convert. But this is going to be a huge dose of George Kittle. And the other piece of it is, can you get one of the young players to step in and actually contribute? Because I mentioned Garendo before, and his one carry looked very, very discouraging. He looked tentative, and he didn't look like he really knew where to go or what hole to hit. And the other one is Jacob Cowing. Can he step in and shake off the muff that he had? Can he step in and be a receiver?
This is so poetic.
Because Robbie Chosen's on another team
he's
now.
He's on the Dolphins. Yeah, exactly. This is so poetic, and I don't mean this in any of a good way at all. This is a horrible thing for the 49ers now to be playing significant time without Debo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey. But going into the contract extension offseason, it's almost poetic. You're going to get the answer that you wanted to get. Is Brock someone who can function without his top weapons around him or not? And what are your expectations? How do they change? I'm not expecting 35 points, 34 points the way we normally do. But yeah, you also don't get to just be like, well, now I'm not good, because that feeds right into what so many negatrons have said about you. So let's see it. You should be able to still read a defense and deliver a ball, right? You still got a running back who's giving you 100 yards or more both games. So
you get a wide receiver making $30 million a year.
Yep, exactly right.